Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the voice of Pittsburgh, KDK Radio. I'm Mangino.
And I'm Lynn Hayes Freeland, and we are back together again.
I didn't think this was ever going to happen again. My goodness, it's been weeks.
Yeah, you've been gone a long time. You've been gone a long time. But you know what's not gone?
No.
This coronavirus, right. All the questions, all the confusion. And the big question this week is testing. Who should get tested? What's the criteria for getting tested? And it just seems like it goes on and on and on, which is exactly why we're weighing in with the expert and expert today.
And joining us right now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Dr. Adalja, infectious disease specialist, critical care specialist with AHN. Doctor, welcome to KDK Radio. Good to have you.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm actually not with AHN. I've never been with AHN. Sorry.
Oh, I apologize for that. Okay. Let me say this. When it comes to the testing, it looks as though we've actually gone back to the way that we were viewing who should get tested back at the earliest stages of this infectious disease.
Yes, what we're seeing in the outpatient setting is that there has been a real scarcity of test reagents, meaning the materials that you use to run a test. And that has caused major backlogs where there may be 7 or 8 days before a test result comes back. And that's really useless from a contact tracing standpoint, even from a patient standpoint. So we have to come up with a way of prioritizing outpatient testing to reduce this backlog.
So, Doctor, I think one of the things that becomes frustrating is for a lot of people, maybe they have not been referred by their doctor. Maybe they have had contact with someone they think might have the virus. They need that peace of mind, but they're not going to get it. How do we reconcile that? Because the realities are we've been hearing about testing for months yet, and we're still not at that place.
I'm sorry, what?
Okay. Doctor? Hello, doctor?
Doctor, I don't know what happened, but we lost the doctor.
It sounds like we lost him.
Yes. Yeah, well, let's go. Like we'll try him. To see if we can get him back. We had him for just a few minutes because he's been very busy, and you can hear in the background that he's actually in a clinical setting at this point. What also is interesting, too, Lynn, is that as we're dealing with this backlog of tests and we're limiting who is recommended to go and get tests, there seems to be a growing effort for people to go and bypass all of that and going with the home test instead.
Well, and you know what? And I didn't know until yesterday that there were home tests. So there are about 8 to 10 of them. They cost you a minimum of $100. You know, I don't know about the accuracy of them, and, you know, folks need to do their own homework, do their own legwork, and I don't know how important it is to you and if it is important enough to want to do a home test. But, you know, I think if you're in that situation, here's where I think it becomes tricky, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in that situation and you feel like you want that answer, you need that answer, people are starting to feel desperate. They want a test.
Yes.
And I just don't understand how, you know, 6 months out, we still don't have enough tests, regardless of what everyone keeps telling us. Obviously, there's not enough testing available, Or we wouldn't be putting restrictions on who can get tested.
Let's go back. We have him once again. Dr. Adalja joining us, Pittsburgh-based infectious disease and critical care physician and senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. Doctor, thank you very much for getting back with us. With the scarcity of the tests and the problems with getting enough people who can actually get tested, who want to get tested, and we're limiting to those who are symptomatic, there now seems to be this effort toward people testing at home. Your thoughts about home tests when it comes to COVID-19?
I think home testing is the wave of the future. And right now, currently, though, we don't have the technology to do it. We do have home testing for HIV, and that has been really instrumental in getting people who wouldn't necessarily get tested to be tested. And my colleagues and I have written reports on home testing, and this really should be something that should be prioritized. Prior to the pandemic, they were working on influenza home testing. That can easily be adapted to the coronavirus, and I do think that's one way to empower people to be able to take the right actions when it comes to this virus, because they'll know if they're infected or not infected. But we need a lot of political prioritization of these tests for that to happen, though.
So the tests that are available that are on the market right now, Doctor, what is your sense of those?
These are all good tests when you're talking about tests for active infection. It's just that to run them requires what we call reagents, and those are the chemicals that are needed to do the test, and that's what's in shortage, and those are being prioritized for inpatients. So when you're looking at inpatient testing, this has become something that can be done in a matter of hours, but the outpatient testing is not something where reagents have been prioritized. So we have these backlogs and this inability really to prioritize. So I do think that Allegheny County prioritizing who needs to be tested as in an outpatient setting is a really good thing. Many places haven't done that, and that's led to these 7 to 8 day turnaround times, which are worthless from a contact tracing and a patient standpoint.
Doctor, your thoughts regarding Dr. Birx's and comments that she made on CNN's State of the Union yesterday, that individuals who are living with people that are immune compromised, they should consider wearing masks even at home. Your thoughts about that?
So this goes back to the testing issue. If you can't tell who's infected and who's not, and people aren't going to get tested if they know they have to wait 8 days, you're going to have people who live in multi-generational homes, who live with vulnerable individuals who might be infected because of the activities they do. Maybe they're an essential worker, maybe they've been out and about. And one way to protect that kind of spread is to try and take as many actions as you can to protect vulnerable populations. So I think that's what Dr. Birx is talking about. And I really think it reflects the fact that we failed at testing. So many people have no idea whether they're infected or not infected.
And Doctor, I know your time is tight. Last question, in terms of the testing, is there a light at the end of the tunnel? Because we have been talking about the testing, the lack of available testing for months. Is there a light at the end of that tunnel in terms of availability?
Well, the fact is we didn't have to be in this type of a tunnel. If you look at countries like Taiwan, South Korea, they never had this testing problem. We basically have had this original sin from the very beginning of this pandemic where testing has always been compromised, starting from the fact that we didn't use the WHO test and tried a CDC test that failed and had the private sector come in very, very late because the public health emergency declaration kind of restrained them from doing so. But I do think this is a solvable problem. It just needs the political will and it needs the bureaucracy to move to allow this to happen. And we cannot have politicization of the outbreak continue to restrain our ability to test people, because that's the only way we move forward with this virus.
Once again, Dr. Adalja joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Dr. Adalja, Pittsburgh-based infectious disease and critical care physician and senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. Doctor, thank you very much for your time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.